You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are going to listen to Concord Dawn now, an absolute classic from the early 2000s, Morning Light, because they will be joining us in studio very shortly. 95BFM Breakfast.
Please don't cry.
absolutely enormous tune for your Thursday morning there. That is Concord Dawn with Morning Light. And we have Concord Dawn in the studio. Kia ora, boys. How are you?
Kia ora.
Good Welcome. Morning. Hi.
Matt and Evan, thanks so much for coming up this morning. We've got some great texts come in. Someone said, absolute banger. Can't wait to see these boys at Neck of the Woods soon. And then the rock on emoji, which is always a good way to finish a text. And then someone else has said, oh my God, the memories as well. Must be quite a sort of memory lane for you guys too. Well,
is there a memory emoji?
A memory emoji. I don't know what that would look like. A cloud,
a
maybe?
Cloud.
Yeah, probably a cloud.
Or a brain with a heart on top or something.
Yeah.
A brain with a light bulb.
That would be pretty cute.
Yeah. If anyone knows what it is, please text it
text
in.
It in, yeah, we'd like to see the memory emoji. This is the first time in a wee while that you guys have been together making tunes and touring around as well. So what can you tell us about what you've been up to in the years between the last time you were doing that and now?
You're lucky I can talk fast. So even when I produced a whole bunch of music by a whole bunch of well-known New Zealand musicians, including Shapedrifter, David Dallas, Sheehead and the likes, I continued onwards touring around the world and most of the Northern Hemisphere. Lived in Europe for 10 years, came back to New Zealand, he was living in Rarotonga, and we decided to make the music again.
Yeah. Fantastic. That was great. That was like the montage at the start of like a rerun of a TV show or something where they're like, this is what you saw last season.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just to keep you back up to date. So you guys are touring around New Zealand, and you've made a new group of tracks as well called 1999. What was the idea behind this new set of stuff?
It's basically a set of stuff being this is everything we have, mm-hmm. in a way. We started writing music again, not really having an intention to necessarily do anything together,
yep.
in terms of like a group of stuff, but it's kind of worked out being a nice collection of.
It wasn't supposed to be a cohesive work.
Yeah.
So we were sending stuff backwards and forwards between my studio here and Evan's studio in Rarotonga.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, Evan would have an idea and then I'd put some more stuff on top of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'd sign one tune to one label, Function, which is got a vocal by Tiki. And then Commercial Suicide, which is Clute's label, we sent him a track and he really liked it and then sort of said, here's another one. And he said, I like that too.
Yeah.
And said, oh, here's another one. And he said, I also like that.
So and then suddenly you've got a project, yeah.
Yeah, so in terms of curation, really, it was just like grabbing one of everything that was at the buffet and chucking it on a plate. And,
fantastic.
You know, basically.
It's kind of cool though, because you guys are drawing back on some sort of like techno and trance influences and stuff, which is I guess kind of gone out of the mainstream a bit.
It just came naturally back to us. Like, this is the thing, like, you know, I think we'd had a little bit of a kind of conscious intent to go back and kind of draw back on those roots and do that again. But at the same time, the way in which it just, like, having not worked together for 12 years or more.
Yeah, yeah.
It came back. In fact, it's probably working better now than it did back then.
Well, we've matured.
Yeah.
But also I think, you know, everything that's stopped being cool will eventually become cool again. And we've just ridden that way.
In the cyclical fashion of life. Yeah. But that's a great thing, though, that music can have, I guess, its moment in the sun many different times, different genres and different like ways of making can kind of come back into vogue, I guess. Not that it ever goes away. But how are you guys sort of feeling about the being on the road? You're used to not having to wear jeans. We were just talking about this. Jeans, socks or shoes, basically. And it is very cold in Auckland this morning.
Yes.
Are you prepared for getting down to the south? And where it's going to be quite a bit colder.
Yeah, I probably today, in fact, after this interview, might go to Kathmandu and buy some thermal socks and a jacket.
Nice.
Because I have this one hoodie and that's it.
So. Yeah, which will do you until you hit the Bombays and then you're
cooked. We were in Awakuni last weekend, which was quite cold.
Yes, that was very cold.
And then we're in Christchurch tomorrow, which will also be cold.
That will be cold.
And then we have
Queenstown,
which will also be cold, and Wellington, which will probably be windy.
Yes.
So.
And cold.
Bear that in mind when shopping, Evan.
Get something windproof, waterproof.
Need a windbreaker, I do.
Yes, exactly. But excitingly, you are going to be playing in Auckland, and you've already sold out your first show.
Yeah.
So that means you'll be coming back. Is that right?
We didn't even make any posters or spend any money with our local student radio stations.
There's plenty of time to do that.
Just kind of talked about it on Facebook a bit.
Yeah.
And then poof. So that was nice.
Fantastic. It must be nice to know that people are excited to see your stuff.
Yeah, and there seems to already be a flourishing sort of black market of secondhand tickets out there.
oh dear.
not yet marked up to extortionate values, thankfully. And so, yeah, so we decided to do another one during Evan's next break. break. So we're going to go down to Raglan because we hadn't really serviced the Waikato on this trip. Mm. So we didn't have time.
So you're playing at the Yacht Club, is that right?
Yeah, Andy's yeah. bar down there. He used to run Coherent, which we played at a lot. And
awesome.
I mean, even with Neck of the Woods, for example, I mean, we could have gone onto a bigger venue, but kind of didn't really want to. We kind of grew up going into little stinky little holes under the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's something to be said for the experience of having the DJ booth and the crowd right there, you can touch,
totally.
They can touch you, which yeah. is, you know, but you know, it's different. Like having gone through doing the Concord Dawn thing from way back in the day when it was only small club gigs to going through and playing big festival stages, you miss that. And like, you know, if we're going to come back and do a reunion thing, it's like, let's go back and do the thing that we love, which is playing smaller venues, intimate environments, you know, that kind of thing.
So. Yeah.
And we kind of predated the era of DJing where you kind of pretended that you were Jesus like in front of an elevated above the masses, the adoring masses.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a bit foreign to us.
Yeah, so just hanging out with your mates and playing tunes, that's the main thing.
In a dank little hole.
In a dank little, beloved little hole, beloved. Yeah. Hey, we're going to play something off your new EP. What have you picked for us, Tess?
1999.
1999, title track.
Here we go.
Anything you can particularly tell us about this one?
It's the year before 2000.
Hey, thank you so much, Concord Dawn, for coming into the BFM studios this morning. Good luck on your tour.
Thank you.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Concord Dawn on 95BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Matt and Evan for popping up this morning. You can catch them on their 20th anniversary tour all around the country. They'll be in Christchurch tomorrow. They will be at Neck of the Woods on the 29th. It's already sold out, though, but never fear, because they have just announced another show at Neck of the Woods on the 31st of August, so they'll be back later in the year, and they'll also be playing the Yacht Club in Raglan on the 30th of August too. You can catch them in Rarotonga, though. You can also catch them in Queenstown, and you can catch them in Wellington. So if you're listening from any of those places, jump online and you can find all the details on there too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.